This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, as you know, pumping a whole lot of oil in this country right now, the most in decades. The Bakken oil field up in North Dakota gets most of the press when we start talking about our domestic energy production. But down in South Texas, there's a whole other boom going on. The Eagle Ford Shale is what that one's called. Adrian De Leon is the mayor of Carrizo Springs, Texas, and he is right in the thick of trying to manage the economic ripple effects of oil and natural gas in his own local economy. In a town that has, just for some context here, gone from about 6,000 people to more than 40,000 people in just the past 5 years. Mr. Mayor, it's good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure, and thank you guys for having me on.
Well, so listen, what we want to talk about is what happens when oil comes to town. I mean, 5-6 years ago, before the whole Eagle Ford Shale thing, Carrizo Springs was a tiny little town, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad, you know, but when we're talking about the Eagle Ford Shale, you know, we're talking about job creations, and it's a good thing. It's a blessing for us.
Let me run through a couple of things that you, as the mayor, are going to have to deal with, right? I mean, you've got heavy trucks coming to town, so you've got infrastructure things you have to deal with. You've got job opportunities, I imagine. You probably have to hire more police, all those things. Run through those things.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, finding employees was the biggest task. Of course, you know, we're such a small town. We're relying on our workforce. We have people here from Kansas. We have people here from North Dakota. We have people here from Pittsburgh, people here from Florida. San Antonio, Laredo, the bigger cities are coming down to work. There's around 60,000 jobs here for people that really who really want to work. You know, there's a job for them.
What does it look like now in Carrizo Springs? I mean, are there wells all over the place and trucks everywhere and barracks
yeah.
and man camps and all that?
Man camps all over the place. The Eagle Ford Shale itself is in our backyard, so it's really in Dimmitt County. But we are the hub, the home of the Eagle Ford Shale here in Carrizo Springs. And we're just grateful, you know, to see so many people who were basically losing their houses and losing their cars to now, you know, paying off their cars and paying off their houses. And, you know, we have big plans, big goals. You know, we did create a police department. We didn't have a city police department.
Wow.
It's part of the investments and, there's billions of dollars invested in here in the Eagle Ford Shale. And we got to do our part and make sure that their investment is protected and safe.
But when your brand new chief of police comes to you in your weekly meetings or your daily meetings and says, hey, Mr. Mayor, I had three robberies down at the grocery store and there was an assault and we got trucks coming through, it's a little bit of a headache. It has to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The traffic is outrageous. You know, the fatality, rate is really high. You know, I think last year with those 39 deaths, this year already it's at 50. So that's part of the, I guess you could say, the downfall about this. Of course, you know, the money coming in from our oil and gas is supposed to be used for, you know, infrastructure and new highways and interstates.
What's the biggest change been since this boom started in Carrizo Springs?
Man, businesses popping up left and right. We have developers. We have developers from L.A. You know, we have people. we have people from all over New York.
Yeah.
We're just glad that we're doing our part, I guess you could say, for the entire state of Texas. You know, it's a Christmas gift today, you know. Are the gases going down? We feel we're a big part of that.
Adrian De Leon is the mayor of Carrizo Springs, Texas. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Yes, sir, and you guys have a great day, brother.